You said if you make up your mind and make a quality decision that you're not willing to live in lack, that you're willing to live in divine prosperity and abundance, Satan can't stop it.
That's right.
He cannot stop the flow of the financial blessings coming to you.
It's God's will for you to have the desires of your heart, and that includes owning your dream home. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's with 10 Glorious Days of Prosperity.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. I have a special guest with us again today, Pastor George Pearson, the prosperity preacher from Eagle Mountain International Church. Hallelujah. He has been giving us some marvelous revelation that he's learned through the years and sharing it with us, and it's been awesome. So if you missed any of it, we'll go to the internet and pick it up. Don't miss a day. I mean, he's telling us how to live free now of debt.
You know, you were just saying through the years I've been here all
right,
this time.
That's right.
And I have really learned some tremendous things from you and Kenneth about how to live by faith and how to live in prosperity. And that's what we're talking about this week. These 4 days this week, we're talking about how you and Kenneth believe God for your house. And so if you missed yesterday's broadcast, you need to go back, because you can take this. This is the process of faith that you took.
That's
this
right. As
I have read through your material, going back and reading your book on God's Will is Prosperity, and you have this testimony in here.
That is the old book.
We have, we've got the new one available for them, but this is my old book. And then in the offer this week on Living in Prosperity, on CD number 8, you give the entire testimony about how you believe God, you and Kenneth believe God for your house. And so these are invaluable materials that you can have. We also have a brochure for you of faith scriptures for your new home.
Praise the Lord.
As well as all of the notes. The notes are available to you. Just go to kcm.org and all of this is available to you there. Yesterday we talked about, first of all, the commitment that you and Kenneth made to not go into debt, Romans 13:8. And then we looked at 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9, where God is able
to fully supply.
And then you taught us
all grace, favor abound towards you.
And to fully supply the need, because you realized that the only thing you had was the Word of God. You couldn't go to the bank. You couldn't borrow the money. So you had to believe God.
That's right.
And then you said from James 1 that you were single-minded on the Word of God. And I thought this was interesting. You said, we began believing God for the perfect house when we lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That was 1967. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you said there was a lady in Fort Worth, Texas, who started building her home. Now, let's read a scripture first before we go on into that story, because this is really, it's an amazing testimony of how God will use somebody's faith and bring all of the pieces together, everything converging at the same time. And the Lord brought you to a scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 10. Let's look at that together. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 10. And it says, I'll read it from my King James, and then Gloria, I'd like you to read it from your Amplified translation. But it says, and it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought you into the land which he swore unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which you did not build, and houses full good things that you did not fill.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. What
Isn't
does the Amplified
awesome?
Bible say there?
And when the Lord your God brings you into the land, which he sware to your father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you with great and goodly cities which you did not build. So he's bringing them into a prepared place,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And houses full of all good things which you did not fill, and cisterns hewn out, which you did not hew, and vineyards and olive trees, which you did not plant, and when you eat and are full, beware lest you forget the Lord.
So all of these things were provided. Let me read a couple of other. I found some other translations this morning. The New Living says, the houses will be richly stocked with goods that you did not produce. And I like the Message translation. It says, houses, well-furnished houses that you didn't buy.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
So you were standing on that scripture, and at the same time that you started believing God for your house, there was a woman in Fort Worth that was building her house. Now, you found out about this later on. But I think it's interesting, Gloria, that the moment you released your faith, then God was released to do some things on your behalf.
That's right.
And he put it into the heart of this woman to begin building this house. She began to build it, you said, the very moment we began to believe for it. God started the work immediately. Now, what does that say about faith? What does that say about somebody who releases their faith?
One thing, it says you can't tell where you are by looking at what you see.
Oh, there's another one.
Hey.
Write that down, Carlene.
Isn't that true, though? Because you don't know what he's doing already. He was already working before I ever saw that place. Man,
that's good, Gloria.
I like that, George.
I'm just processing that one.
That's good.
That's a good one. Well, that's true. That's true. And the moment you released your faith, then that faith action, things began to move. You know, the moment you release your faith, just like Gloria did, just like Terry and I have done, the moment we release our faith, things happen. Things begin to come together. But it was some...
I'm thinking, George, I was trying to think about what house that was. And haven't had all that many houses, but the second house after...
That was the one.
Hallmark was the one in...
White Lake Hills.
White Lake Hills. Mm-hmm. But then the third house was the one
on the lake. But this is the one... That you were exercising your faith for.
Yeah.
And you said it was 7 years before I saw that house, but the floor plan was exactly
was
what we needed to
us.
Meet the needs
Perfect.
Of our family.
Yeah.
Now, the point that I want to bring out here, Gloria, is your patience. Your patience.
It
takes patience to do this because you said 7 years.
But now think about it, George. It takes patience either way. If you make a 40-year house loan, it's going to take patience to pay that thing off. But if you believe God and to pay cash, it takes patience for a little while. I don't know how long. I mean, it depends on you and your faith and whatever. But it works.
It works. And you said it took 7 years before you saw that house. So there was a 7-year period where you were just, what were you doing? You were exercising your faith. You were staying focused on the Word.
Right.
You weren't moving to the left or to the right. You weren't, and I've heard Charles Capps say this before about when you plant the seed of faith, how ridiculous it would be for a farmer to go out there the next day.
Absolutely.
And look at the ground and say, well, I guess it's not working, and dig it back up again.
Dig his seed up. So you can't do that.
No. You have to do that to walk in that place of patience. And I look back at what Terry and I have done and what the Lord has done for us and the home that we're in now and what it took to renovate that home. It took 5 years
because
to renovate the house.
Cash,
we were paying it out in cash. And we were living, we had rental places that we were living. There was one place just close by here. We lived there for a month. We call it the stink house because the pseudo septic system in it, which really wasn't a septic system, it wasn't good. And it drove us out of that house. It was bad. It was dangerous.
I've forgotten that, but I bet you didn't forget it.
And you know, we left that house and it was the middle of the night. You and Kenneth were out preaching somewhere and we showed up on your doorstep.
Just took over my house, didn't you?
We came in the house and because it was so bad, we didn't have any place to go.
I had forgotten all about that.
Kelly's house was full of kids at that time and we showed up at your place and So we stayed there, and the first night we were there, I was upset. I had to admit, I was upset.
Patience was waning?
Oh, it was not good. And I was thinking to myself, we moved home to mother. I mean, what are we doing? But you know, it was, for Terry, I remember, because that was a difficult time for us. We were right in the middle of this house renovation.
And y'all must not have been too bad, or I'd have remembered it.
And now. We were there. We were with you for about a month or so. But for Terry to tell it, it was that house ministered to her. Your house ministered to her.
Praise God.
And it helped get us back. And we got into another rental place. And then another rental place after that, and just stood and believed God, and finally moved into the house that we're in today. In this house, it's a beautiful home, but it took 5 years for us to get there. But the other option, which is not an option to us, would have been go to the bank, borrow the money, spend the rest of our lives paying off that house.
30 years, or however long it was.
And so,
well, let me ask you this, George.
Yeah.
Looking back on it, was it worth it to get to the place that God had for
you? It was worth it.
Praise God.
It was worth it. The patience, the faith, the exercise of faith was worth it. And even today, years later, I'll walk through that house, and there are times that I just walk through it and thank God.
Me too. I do that too at my house.
And just, Lord, thank you for getting us into this house. But it was a step of faith. Every step is a step of faith.
And you grew. You grew by it.
We grew. We absolutely grew. And the Lord spoke to us.
Which is probably more important than the house. That you increased. You
exactly.
increased your ability to believe God.
Our faith has been increased because of it. And, you know, the Lord spoke to us, even though the house wasn't completely finished, it was livable enough to move in. And the Lord said, take the ground, take the land.
Yeah.
So we moved into it, and then there were things to finish and complete, and we did that. We believed God every step of the way. But it was a step of faith. And that's what you talked about. Every step is a step of faith. And in that house that you leased, we leased the house for 1 year and agreed to pay cash at the end of that year. You said we lived well, but as far as having that much money in cash, we just didn't have it. In the natural, there was no reason to expect to have it, but in the spirit, we knew our God was able.
Amen.
When we moved into that lease house, the house was in need of repair. It needed to be completely remodeled, so I was faced with a decision. I had enough money to start the remodeling, but this was not our house legally. It would be unwise to put thousands of dollars into a house that didn't even belong to us. But as an act of faith, you said, I went to work.
You know, George, it pays to go back and listen to what you say. I had forgotten I'd forgotten some of these details.
Yeah.
So thank you very much.
You're very welcome. It encouraged me.
But now,
me.
As you mention it, I remember it.
So you had money, but not enough money to pay the house off at the end of the year lease.
Right.
But the Lord led you and directed you to renovate the house as if it were your own. And you said, when Satan would say, that sure is a lot of money for you to lose, I would answer, no, in the name of Jesus, this is my house, and it will be paid for in July, and we will pay cash for it, and I believe I have the money in the name of Jesus.
We were possessing the land.
You were possessing the land. You were taking a hold of that land.
That's good.
And so, if we look together at Galatians chapter 3, the next part of this story, and what I've done...
I'm glad you're bringing this all back to my remembrance.
Gloria, what I did is I really researched this out, and I do... I think in a linear sense, like most guys think, I'm compartmentalized, and I did a timeline.
And you're organized, George.
I did a timeline on this, Glory, and I looked at where you started and where you went and where you ended up. And the next phase of this began when you were standing in that house looking out the window. And I remember that window view. It was magnificent. It looked over the city of Fort Worth, and it was... I remember the first time I came to that house, Terry brought me over there, and I remember thinking, what an amazing view this is. Well, I can see you standing at that window, looking out that window, and you said, and let me read this before we get into the window part. You said, our commitment years before to stay out of debt made the difference. If we had not committed God's word then, we would not know what to do today about God's system of finance. So you said that. And you repeated that yesterday, that the commitment to walk
That's right.
Debt-free, open the door of revelation. And so if I were you, I would go before the Lord today and talk to Him about Romans 13:8, because that decision to live debt-free opens up a whole new world.
You know what
of
else
prosperity.
Was there that was a tremendous blessing was just under the hill there was a private school that Spirit-filled people had. And so Kelly and John went to that school.
I remember that
and,
school.
Yeah.
And the Lord brought you to a land that had everything in it. It was a land flowing with milk and honey. And even though the milk and the honey part, it was a symbolic milk and honey, your children were taken care of. Your lives were taken care
of.
Right. And you stood at the window. You looked out that window, Gloria, and you said, one day as I was standing in my house looking out the window thinking about these things, God gave me what I call a revelation of divine prosperity.
Praise God.
Now, Gloria, that's the name of that CD that I've been listening to in our offer this week. Disc number 8, Divine Prosperity. And in this divine prosperity, you said divine prosperity works exactly the same way as divine healing. You said we would allow symptoms of lack to come on us and stay there. We were willing to tolerate them. And you said, I realized that Jesus bore the curse of poverty at the same time He bore the curse of sickness. And it says it in Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it was written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Praise God.
And in that moment, Lori, that you were looking out that window, that whole concept of divine prosperity came to you in the same way that you walked in divine healing, the Lord showed you that you can walk in divine prosperity.
Praise God.
In
Amen.
The very
That's
same way.
That's been a lot of years ago. And
so
it
you,
absolutely has worked for anything we've put it to work for. The law of prosperity's worked.
The laws of prosperity have worked. And
Big the, things, little things.
Here's what the Lord showed you. This is what He showed Gloria. You can believe for divine prosperity. Mm-hmm. In the same way you can believe for divine health.
It's exactly the way you do it.
What a revelation.
Word brings faith, brings action, doing,
the
receiving.
Same, the
Glory
same
to
principle.
God. Amen.
And you said, let's see, both blessings already belong to you. You should refuse lack just as quickly as you refuse sickness.
That's exactly right.
Now let's think about that for a moment. To refuse lack in the same way that you refuse sickness. Now, we've trained ourselves that whenever symptoms come up in our body, we take authority over them in the Word of God. But what the Lord showed you, and this is back in the 70s that He was showing this to you, that in the same way that you can refuse that sickness and rise up against that affliction
take
and body,
your healing.
You can also do the same thing when lack comes into your life. Lack is a symptom in the
they're
same way that...
They're both under the curse.
They're both under... They both qualify as being under the curse.
Right.
Well, what the Lord showed you was Christ has redeemed us from the curse.
Yes,
well, that means that Christ has redeemed us from sickness. He's also redeemed us from lack.
He's redeemed us from sin. We got born again. He's
That's
redeemed
right.
us from sickness.
Yep.
We can be healed. And He's redeemed us from the curse of poverty.
The curse of poverty.
Poverty was not in the blessing. Poverty was in the curse.
Now, you know, we talk about this right now, but to you at that moment, that was a major revelation. That at the same time that you were born again.
It was a major revelation to me.
You were healed, but you also walk in prosperity.
That's right.
So prosperity is yours now.
Amen. It's a curse. It's part of the curse.
Jesus was made poor. Why? So that we might be made rich.
That's right.
In Him. And so you should refuse lack. I'm quoting Gloria here. You should refuse lack just as quickly as you refuse sickness.
It is not the will of God.
It's not the will of God. Then you said this, if you make up your mind and make a quality decision that you're not willing to live in lack, but that you're willing to live in divine prosperity and abundance, Satan cannot stop the flow of God's financial blessings. Now, all of these quotes are in these notes. I want you to get them, review them, look at them. Go online and get these notes.
Lay hold of the word.
You said if you make up your mind and make a quality decision that you're not willing to live in lack, that you're willing to live in divine prosperity and abundance, Satan can't stop it.
That's right.
He cannot stop the flow of the financial blessings coming to you. So I believe this is decision time.
Amen.
This is decision time. I am not willing to walk in lack.
No, I'm not either.
It's a curse.
I've been delivered from it.
It's a curse.
Amen.
But I am making my decision to walk in divine prosperity. And that divine prosperity, it works all the time. In the same way that you taught us that the hundredfold return is working for us all the time. Gloria, as you and I are sitting here right now at this table, divine prosperity is working on our behalf.
That's right.
You know, it's interesting. You have a staff here. There are about 500 people here on this property. And they're all working, hopefully, right now. No, they are. They're hard workers. And they're all working. They're working on behalf of the vision that God has given to you and Kenneth. And that's a perfect illustration of how divine prosperity is working. Yeah. You and I are sitting here, but right now there are people all over this property
that's
working.
Right.
Well, it's the same thing with divine prosperity.
Amen. That's
and if
good,
we can
George.
Do this, let's make this confession of faith. I'll say it, Gloria. You'll repeat it. You repeat it when Gloria says it. Say this after me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am not willing. To live in lack. I walk. In divine prosperity. I refuse lack. I refuse the symptoms of lack. And I receive the blessing of Abraham. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. And I walk in divine prosperity. In Jesus' name.
Praise God, Gloria.
That's good. That's good, Gloria.
George and I'll be right back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has a home for you.
What I would tell someone who's believing for a house is, actually, I just experienced this with a good friend of mine just this past week. She was believing for a house, and so she got her scriptures that she's standing on, and she also knew, because she's a tither and a giver, that the blessing is hers and that the Lord says He'll open the windows of heaven for her, and that she has favor. And so as she was looking at houses within her price range, they just weren't the house. And so the realtor showed her one that was out of her price range, but this house was absolutely perfect. It was her. And she's a single woman, and so it even is on a golf course, and so she doesn't even have to maintain the yard. It's just the perfect house. Had every little thing in it that she was wanting. And so she prayed about it, and the Lord gave her a price, and she went to her realtor, and the realtor said, "There's no way. I'm not even going to go to them with it." And so she said, "Just please take it to them." And so she did. They came back and countered just a little bit higher, but she was able to get it for, I believe it was about $40,000 less than what they were asking. And this is the most amazing house. And the realtors were all talking, and they said to each other, we can't believe these people accepted this offer. We can't believe it. But that is what the Lord will do to someone who serves Him and is a giver. He will bless them beyond their wildest dreams.
God's will for you is prosperity, yet many people find out far too late that prosperity is more than just about finances. True prosperity is accessing God's power and resources so you can live with all your needs met, spirit, soul, and body. Living in Prosperity. In this powerful 10 CD series, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland show you how to activate God's principles of prosperity in your life. As you go through the Living in Prosperity Companion Study Guide, you'll become more aware of your rights and privileges in God. The day-to-day stresses of life will quickly fade as you begin walking in a new level of peace. Let Living in Prosperity help you gain God's wisdom from His Word. Put God's Word to work in your daily life and learn how to give God's way to get God's results. As an added bonus, when you order today, you'll also receive the study notes from George Pearson's 50 Days of Prosperity BVOV broadcast free with purchase. You can experience God's prosperity every minute of every day. Start living in prosperity now. It's God's will for you to prosper, and to help you learn what God has to say about your prosperity, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has put together a special CD series and study guide by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Living in Prosperity is now available at a 42% savings for just $30. You'll also receive a spiral-bound copy of Pastor George Pearson's 50 Days of Prosperity study notes free with your purchase. Don't spend another day in debt and lack. It's time for you to begin living in prosperity today.
Well, George has been sharing with you about living in prosperity. And it'll work the same way in your life that it worked in our lives, that it worked in George's life. We've had awesome breakthroughs. You know, it costs a lot of money to be on television all over the world and, I mean, all over the country and in many, many parts of the world. It's just unreasonable. It's beyond your reason. And yet, the Lord has provided, paid for the time, paid for the TV. Whatever He tells you to do, He'll underwrite it and He'll take care of it. If you will walk by faith and not by sight, you can't live by what you see. You've got to walk by what the Word says and let it demand what you think and what you say with your mouth and what you expect. Hallelujah. We've got a special offer for you this week, Living in Prosperity. You'll receive the 50 day. How does that gift work, George? Is it
if they get the CD series,
yeah,
then we will give them our outlines of 50 outlines, 50
okay.
days of prosperity.
When you get the series on Living in Prosperity, which
we'll just
is
throw
our
that
book,
in the box with it.
And our and the CDs, and then this is what you receive. Also, George's outlines, and I'm glad to get this. I'm taking this one home myself. And you can study it out, and you can give it to your family.
Yep.
You know, your other family members might not be listening to the Believer's Voice of Victory. So share it with them. Tell them. Pray with them. You be the man and woman of faith in that family and share the Word. So be sure and get this series. This is a blessed series. I want to go back and hear myself again after George has said this. And come to the meeting next month in Washington, D.C., Victory Campaign, November the 10th through the 12th at the Hilton Memorial Chapel. It's one of my favorite meetings Woodbridge, Virginia. Ken and I and the team will be there, and we're anticipating great things. It's always a marvelous, marvelous meeting. So make plans and come and feed on the Word of God and hear what God has to say to us. I always enjoy the Word myself, and I'll be there, so you come. For more information, go to kcm.org. Hallelujah. This is Gloria Copeland and George Pearson's reminding you that
Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right.